David, thanks for joining us today. I appreciate you taking the time.
Yes, I appreciate being asked.
Now, you write for quite a few publications, everything from High Country News to the Mountain Gazette, and even locally we see your writing in the Durango Telegraph and the Four Corners Free Press. What brought you to this place where you're in demand to write about various subjects for various publications?
Well, you know, I guess I've been lucky enough to know a lot of people who are connected to newspaper writing and getting opinions out and talking in print. The whole column thing kind of started in Durango with Ken Wright and the Inside Outside magazine and finally through Missy Votel at the Telegraph. And from the Cortez side, Gail Binkley and Wendy Mimiaga decided to start up their own newspaper, the Four Corners Free Press, and I was lucky enough to get on board at the beginning of that. And what's really beautiful is that nobody has given me assignments. They kind of just say, you know, write about what you want to write about, and we'll print it.
You become a columnist at large, basically.
I think so, at large indeed. And it's been a really amazing thing, because I don't know that I have the sensibility to be a journalist, you know, to go out and hunt down a story and, you know, do all the research and just be objective about it.
David, what kind of occurs to me, having read quite a few of your columns, is that the stories kind of come to you.
It does seem that way. And those that don't come to me, I kind of go out and look at them and see what part I have in them. For instance, let's say I might do a piece about technology, cell phones, and though I don't have those things, I have an interest in some of those things. And so I really love to bring my experience to bear on whatever I'm writing about.
One of your recent stories from, I think it was about September or so, was Hit and Run, and about an experience with a bear on the Dallas Divide. And that's kind of an example of a story coming to you. Did you see that as a story in the making right there, or was it something on the long drive after the event that it kind of came to you that could be a perfect grist for another column?
Oh, I knew when that bear came up that embankment that he was delivering a story. You know, you go for a long time and you're looking for stories, and you have to try to, some of them I have to invent because I'm interested in certain ideas and subjects, but some stories just come to you. And boy, when that happened, I knew I'd write about it. There was no other way. Ever since that piece came out in September, people have told me about their elk and their deer and their whatnot, you know, whatever they've hit. You know, I haven't hit a cow yet, but I live next door to them.
So if a day comes along when you've got a column deadline in front of you and a story hasn't come to you quite yet, where do you go internally for a creative process to kind of reach deep and maybe come up with maybe something that hasn't been on your mind but is still very much required by deadline, as they say?
Well, you know, I've had this habit about deadline, and I probably taught myself that teaching school, that I try to avoid deadlines by always having something in the cache, something in the hole that I can pull out. And so I'm usually a column ahead, which is one more reason why I think I'd really be a tough sell on journalism to work for a newspaper.
Well, you have touched on a lot of different subjects in your columns, but what are the subjects that really touch you the deepest?
Yeah, I think probably the answer to that is you've probably seen some of the stuff that came through in the High Country News. Betsy Marston out there is such a wonderful editor of my work. I send her things that I think resonate with that publication, and she just makes me a better writer. She just turns her little editing knife onto my manuscript and does a great job at making me see, clarifying what I'm trying to get at. And that's the kind of subject that really I feel the best about it. Things on national parks, things on public lands, things on the West in particular, you know, what's going on out here past the arid meridian.
And you're following in a grand tradition in doing that, of course.
Oh, yeah, the tradition is amazing. I read those people all the time, and I admire how clearly, how demonstratively, yet how beautifully they can, you know, express kind of a love for the place, a love for the land that's around them. Yeah, there's sometimes I feel like, you know, okay, I wrote on a wristwatch. Okay, I didn't have a really significant thing to do, but, you know, you're right. Like you said, I kind of make it my own, and I'm really glad that resonates with people.
Well, David, best of luck as you consider your future columns, and thanks so much for joining us today.
I appreciate you as a reader and getting a chance to talk to your listeners.
David Fila is a retired high school English teacher who lives and writes from Montezuma County. His latest book of essays called How Delicate These Arches was chosen as a finalist for the Colorado Book Award. You can also read his columns in the Durango Telegraph and Four Corners Free Press. Fila is part of a series called Amazing Authors. He'll appear along with fellow author John Christian Hopkins at the Pine River Library this evening at 6. They'll also be at the Cortez Public Library tomorrow evening. I'm Mark Dugan for KSUT.